When it comes to the representation of entrepreneurship in popular politics, you're largely stuck with either the hollow romanticism of the noble small business owner from conservatives, or the leftist caricature of entrepreneurship as ultimately a form of predation. But for many entrepreneurs, starting a business is neither of those things. For them, it's an act of existential self-assertion. Let's go meet a couple of entrepreneurs that embody this idea of business as a means of flourishing. We'll start with Chris Vigilante, who owns a coffee house and wholesale bean business just outside of DC.
I had all these internships and jobs growing up that I just hated, man. Work wasn't fun in any regard. Huge defining moment in my life when I decided to make that shift and do something I was passionate about. I knew I wanted to write my story, really write my own story. I didn't want to act out a script that somebody handed me. It was the distinct decision to go a different route than everyone else. I really love what I do, and I think it shows up in the work.
Next, there's Nick. He's also a millennial-aged entrepreneur who found his means of making a dent in the universe in a decidedly old-school business. Nick is a fifth-generation Washingtonian who started a delicatessen right here in the heart of the Capitol.
You know, I started cooking when I was about 15 years old in DC restaurants, and I was like totally enamored by the physicality of it, the excitement of the kitchen, the energy of the kitchen, the characters in the kitchen, like all of that really drew me in. The reason we chose the name District Grocery Store is because it was the first generation Jewish immigrants into DC started this cooperative of stores, the District Grocery Stores. And they were pushed out of the traditional buying cooperative, so they built their own. You know, taking back sort of the roots of building for yourself. The same impetus they came here and like, let's build a new life. I think this is my opportunity to actually make an imprint and do something that's my own and actuate my own vision.
And finally, we got Shivana, who started an e-commerce company in Virginia. Internet entrepreneurs are kind of uniformly lionized by libertarians as these world-beating Randian superheroes. But that thin portrait doesn't really do justice to Shivana's work. Far from using the internet to disrupt traditional industries, she's actually harnessing its incredible connectivity to bolster traditional brick and mortar businesses.
I've been sort of building websites and things on my own since I was maybe 11 or 12. Really seen this big opportunity in the super outdated floral industry. My company's called Bloompop, an online e-commerce marketplace platform, making it just as easy to buy from the local florists as it is from one of these other big networks. Local florists basically tend to not invest a lot of time and resources into keeping up in that space. You know, they have really outdated websites or they don't have e-commerce, so it actually makes it really difficult for people, even if they want to purchase from local florists. I think the local florists, with their really unique designs and their really unique stories, were getting shoved to the side when they shouldn't have been. It's been really great to see that we've been able to actually have an impact.
Most entrepreneurs don't fit into either caricature of popular politics. These are people that bravely bucked professional inertia in order to chase their dreams.
Again, I think it just comes back to writing your own script, controlling your destiny.